The review is scathing, with successive governments blamed for stopping the steady progress Australia's First Peoples had hoped for. It found that after the initial funding commitments of 2008, the strategy was effectively abandoned, with cuts of more than $530 million made to the Indigenous Affairs portfolio in 2014. Indigenous Labor Senator Pat Dodson is angry about the failures.
I'm absolutely frustrated with the lack of change, the lack of achievement, the lack of listening to what Indigenous people have been saying. They want a piece of the action. They want to be part of this deal. Michael Long walked here many years ago and asked to be part of the solution. Now, how long does it take for that to translate into policy, into praxis, into delivering the kind of outcomes that we all want to see, which is a quality of life for the Indigenous peoples? We can't sit complacently around and listen to platitudes.
The federal government is now considering revised targets, but Pat Dodson says the government needs to act and improve its handling of Indigenous affairs.
I mean, what do we have to go and review again? You know, the government has had a plenty of time to have this prepared for this particular occasion, this anniversary of the closing of the gap. We're not going to get this sorted until June on their agenda. That's the end of the fiscal year. So what's going to be in the budget commitments to any of this? Because we don't know what we're going to be committing to. That's how hopeless this government is, and how badly the Aboriginal and Indigenous Affairs portfolio has been managed. And the sooner they do something about that, the better.
Rod Little from the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples says the government has failed to listen to the solutions being presented by members of the Closing the Gap Steering Committee. He told the ABC decision-making needs to be put back into the hands of those who know how to deliver services.
I think that the people who are in control of those decision-makings needs to let that decision-making come back to the people who really know how to deliver services, how to measure and how to really demonstrate the benefits that are deriving out of those strategies.